Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Private Officer Talk Radio Network. I'm your host today, founder and executive director, Rick McCann. We're glad today to have you here with us on the show. We're here every Sunday and Wednesday. You can find us live on the radio, direct from you to you from our offices in Atlanta, Georgia, Charlotte, North Carolina, Nashville, Tennessee, or anywhere in between. We're going to be traveling quite a bit coming up, and we're going to give you some schedules here later on in the program. But today, we're glad to be with you for this Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central Time. It's Sunday, the 21st of March, 2010, and spring has sprung. Happy springtime, everybody. We're glad to see the weather changing, although today is kind of dreary. We're glad that it's spring. We love spring and fall. Of course, if you live in some parts of the world, such as Brazil, you are in the midst of fall. And when we're enjoying summertime, you'll be having winter storms. But thank goodness we're here in America, in the U.S., where the weather is just turning so beautiful. We're glad if you're a first-time listener that you're here, and we invite you to return often as you can catch us live every Sunday and Wednesday, as I was saying, at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Central Time. And you can also catch us on demand at any time that's convenient for you. We're always on the Internet, just one click away, and we'll be there when you click. If you are a returning listener, as we always say each program, we're so happy that you are listening in one more time, and we're happy to have you. We're happy to be on the air, and we're happy to be on this earth. If you'd like to email us today during our live program, you can certainly do that by sending us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Send us your suggestions for a program. Send us a question or a comment regarding anything. If you'd like more information about the Private Officer Association, send us an email and we'll be glad to get right back to you. You can also submit to us some training events that may be happening in your area. Maybe your company is putting on some type of training, whether it be rookie school or whether it be the required guard card. Or maybe you're having a special event. Maybe you'll be teaching taser, handcuffing, pepper spray, or impact weapons. We'll be glad to get that on the air for you free of charge. And we do have quite a listener following all around the world and here in the U.S. from coast to coast. And we've noticed this past broadcast that things are really increasing on the live listenership, as well as the residual, the on-demand segment. We've had a lot of listeners this past week, and we're very glad of that. Very happy to see those statistics come across the desk yesterday. And we're just excited because this program is being well received, and as we continue to develop it, you will see many more aspects being added to the show. But if you would like to submit your news from your area or training events, you can do that. You can also send us any other important announcements. If you'd like to announce that an officer has been promoted or someone has been a recipient of an award, we will be glad to get that on the air and publicly announce that as a free public announcement for you. No charge whatsoever. Just email it to us at radio@privateofficer.com. If you want to, as I say often, toot your own horn and get your own message out there about something that you've done or an award that you've received, we'll be glad to do that for you too. Just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Well, as we have been doing now for a number of weeks, right about this time, we recognize people who are having birthdays. And I've got one coming up that I'm trying to forget. It won't be long. But today, we are saying happy birthday to Dave Inman. Dave is down in Dallas, Texas, 55 years old, I believe he is today, and he is a government security specialist, supervisor, and trainer for a contract agency. Dave has been a member for quite a while. He is a professional security officer, and later on today in the program, we will be addressing the difference between a professional private security person and someone who may not really be in it for the long run. Today, we're also saluting and saying happy birthday to Scott Benoit. Scott is in my home state of Connecticut. He's up in the Hartford Capital area. Scott is a campus officer, and he asked us not to give out his employer's name for whatever reason. And so, Scott, happy birthday to you. Scott is 36 years old, just a young man. And we'd like to say happy birthday to both Dave Inman down in Dallas, Texas, and Scott Benoit in Hartford, Connecticut. If you are having a birthday or one of your coworkers is having a birthday, send us the information at radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. Now, we can't send you a birthday cake, but we will. If you'll send us the information, we will send you a little birthday gift. Today, we'd also like to recognize the latest two graduates of the Public Safety Training Institute. We are really talking up the training aspect of private officer in recent weeks because so many folks have written into us, very excited about the online training programs available. I have to be honest with you, they are pretty top of the line quality training modules that have been put together by those who have the experience, the knowledge, and the training in the various fields. Today, we are saluting and we are saying congratulations to Kevin Bodine. Kevin just received his certification in school security. Kevin is in the Ohio area, Ohio Valley area, and Kevin is I don't want to say a rookie, but Kevin has recently changed careers, as many people are doing. In this economic hard time, many people are having to go from one career into another because of a loss of a job or because their particular career chosen path has all but dried up in their where they live, and they have changed careers. So Kevin is one of those, and we really salute people who are willing to get their education and people who are willing to do what it takes to train, to be certified, and to progress in their field, whatever it might be. We also say congratulations today to Mark Whitehead. Mark is in Oklahoma, and Mark just completed his certification in church security, and congratulations, Mark, on that accomplishment. As I have stated numerous times over the last few shows, training equates to money and to life-saving skills and techniques. It is important, regardless of your experience, regardless of how long you've been in this industry, regardless of how many certifications and degrees that you have or how much knowledge you think you've obtained over the year, it's important for you to stay fresh and to get other perspectives of various training, because what you may have learned 15, 20, even 10 years ago may not apply to you today. Maybe there are some new advances. Maybe there's some new information. Maybe there's a new way to look at things. So we invite you to look at us and look at our training that is available online at privateofficer.com. There are 40 individual modules, and there are about 10 certifications that you can take. Now, when you take either the individual training or the certifications, that information is stored in our databases and can be verified with your employer or with a prospective employer as well as you receiving certificates and wallet cards. And it's good training, good information, good knowledge to have. It will help you. It will benefit you in the progression of your career. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that aspect later in the show. Well, right about now, we try to share some of the emails that we received since our last show. And very quickly, Emily in Madison, Wisconsin, one of our students who has enrolled in the e-training at the Public Safety Training Institute, just wrote a very quick note to the training division saying thank you for the help, the assistance, the experience. We will be taking more courses in the future. Kevin Bodine, he said he listens to the show. Thank you very much, Kevin. And that it is really a great association and organization. Never heard of this type of thing before. And we appreciate the comment, Kevin, and we invite you to join the association and become active as a member, and also to take advantage of all of the benefits of membership, because there are a lot of benefits. If you are not aware of all of the benefits that might be available, we simply ask you to go to our website, privateofficer.com, and click on the International Security page link right there on the front homepage, and just take a look. Just see for yourself what benefits are offered to membership. Then go to the other two ranking security associations in the U.S. and compare what they offer, and you'll find that we have much more going on here at Private Officer and much more that we offer you, the member, than anyone else. And we hear that all the time from around the world. If you would like to follow us on the net, you can certainly do that anytime, day or night. We're always there. In fact, our presence on the internet is increasing. Our footprint is getting bigger, and it's great for us to be able to have the presence that we do on the internet, because that really is the place. That is the marketing place of today. That is equivalent to 100 years ago when everyone went to the town square to do their shopping. You might think that everyone is going to Walmart these days, and although that might look true in some cases, and there are times when I'm at Walmart and the place is packed, but really the place to go for information, the place to go to shop these days is becoming the internet, because it is so convenient, because you can do it from anywhere at any time. The stores on the internet never close. The internet library never closes, even though in many parts of the country they're closing libraries down because of the economy, because of a lack of budget. On the internet, it's not happening. Stores continue to expand, and they continue to grow. Knowledge and training and education services continue to grow on the internet. So we continue to widen our presence on the internet, and we hope that one day we will be the number one place where everyone goes to have anything to do with private security, private police, loss prevention, and we are getting to that point right now. So if you'd like to follow us on the net, you can go to our own forum networking site at privateofficer.ning.com, privateofficer.ning.com. And that's really a cool site. If you haven't been there, go take a look at it. It is really a great forum, a great place to network. We have about 600 conversations going on there right now. I believe about 60 groups, about 100 and something videos, pictures. We have all levels of experienced, not only security officers, but we also have deputy sheriffs and law enforcement officers who are part of the forum, and from all around the country. We have people there from Australia, Canada, the U.S., And gosh, I don't know where else, but they're from all around. So if you'd like to network with other security and law enforcement professionals, go there, check it out, and then tell your friends about it, because we want to grow. Again, we want that to be the number one site on the internet for private security. And the only way that's going to happen is word of mouth. We need your help in accomplishing some of our goals. You can also go to Facebook. If you are a Facebook person, we're there, Facebook.com/privateofficer. If you tweet, you will find us on Twitter, Private Officer, Twitter.com/privateofficer. We update that every few days, and we'll be doing that later today, as a matter of fact. If you'd like to read our daily news, which is updated every single day, we have some of the best private security and law enforcement news anywhere on the net. We write a lot of our own. We research a lot of our own. We are also a news distributor for a large news source. And we're always looking 24 hours a day for news stories that involve private security and law enforcement. And you can go to privateofficernews@wordpress.com. You can also go to Security World News if you're interested in seeing news from around the world. SecurityWorldNews@wordpress.com. We're there. I mean, we are. We're everywhere. And we pride ourselves in the networking and the news phase of our organization, because those are very important avenues of reaching people, of communicating with people, of networking with people. So go to our website, privateofficer.com. Check it out. Go to the privateofficer.ming if you want to, meet other security officers from around the world. And we'll see you on the internet. Well, we've been talking a lot lately about security in motion. Security in Motion is a new book that is being compiled, and hopefully will be out in sometime in the fall of this year. And it's a compilation of stories, true stories, written in the security officer's own words. And if you haven't heard about it, you can become an instant author just by sending us one, two, or three stories, incidents that may have happened to you or a partner or coworker or someone that you know while employed in the security industry. It might be a serious situation like a robbery or a shooting. It may be something every day, like access control or monitoring an alarms or responding to a call, or maybe something funny or weird or strange that's happened to you. And there are stories out there. We hear them all the time. But you can become an instant author just by sending us a minimum 200-word story about what's happened to you on the job in the security field. Email it to us at adminassist@privateofficer.com, adminassist at privateofficer.com, and you'll get to be in our book, which will be available at Amazon as well as several bookstores around the world. As part of your help, you'll receive a free copy of the book. All proceeds from this book is going to the Memorial Fund, the Private Officer Benevolent Memorial Fund that we have for officers injured or killed in the line of duty. There are about 70 security officers killed every year, some years as high as 100 here in the U.S. alone, many more around the world. There are about 25,000 injured, and of that, probably 15,000 seriously injured. And we want to do as much as we can for those who are injured in the line of duty or for the families of those who are killed in the line of duty, and we need your help to do that. So rather than beg you and plead with you and ask you every day to donate to the Memorial Fund, because, right now things are tough. But things are tight. There's just no two ways about it. It doesn't matter if you are wealthy or if you are an hourly rate person. Most people these days are struggling to make ends meet. Most people these days don't have a lot of extra money. So we thought what we would do is we would find a way for people to contribute that would not cost them anything and that they would get something out of it. And so this is a way for you to help other security officers injured or killed in the line of duty. Simply sit down, think of something that's happened to you while you've been on a security job, and write it out. We will edit if there are, you know, errors in grammatical language, spelling. We will take care of that aspect of it. Not a problem. Just send us a general write-up of what's happened, and you'll receive a copy of the book when it's published, and also I believe you will be getting a plaque and some other items. And so send it to us today at adminassist, ADMINASSIST, at privateofficer.com. And we will be getting back to you, letting you know about the progress as we go along. One of the other things, we sent a press release out back on March the 12th. If you're on the email list, you received it. If you're not, you should be. Just send us a action form. Go to the website, privateofficer.com, and click on sign me up for the news alert, and you'll be on our in our database and on our e-alert list, and you'll get a copy of anything that happens. You'll also be made aware of any time a security officer is injured or killed in the line of duty. But in any ways, this press release that came out March the 12th gave you some information about something else that we're doing here at Private Officer. We have started a Hall of Fame. Now, everything right now is going great guns, and we are excited, happy, thrilled, and we're looking for great things to come out of this project as well. It doesn't matter if you're a race car driver, if you're a minor league baseball player, if you are a great salesperson. Everyone these days has a Hall of Fame except for private security. And a while back, the board of directors and myself sat down. We decided that this had to change. And so we're glad, we're excited about this. This is something we can be proud of. If you know of anyone that is deserving of being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and they definitely don't have to be a member of the association, and they can live any place in the world, send the information to us. Let us know about them. You can nominate them yourself by sending the information to adminassist@privateofficer.com. Nominees will be considered basically based on acts of valor, career accomplishments, exemplary service within the private security industry, someone who may have been killed in the line of duty. We will be considering this. We know from long before we began this process that this induction will probably be the largest that we ever do, because in the interim, in the beginning, there's going to be a lot of names submitted because this is the first induction. And so we suspect we'll probably have a larger number of submissions than normal. But if you'd like to send a submission and to nominate someone, send it to adminassist@privateofficer.com no later than April the 20th, 2010. You also need now to remember to send your name, your phone number, and your email address with this. And we will be announcing this on April the 25th. The person, the inductee, whether living or deceased, will be recognized in the Hall of Fame initially on our adjoining website for the Hall of Fame, and then in a brick-and-mortar way within the next 2 years. Also, the person or their family, if they are deceased, will be receiving a plaque, a very nice plaque to commemorate this induction into the Hall of Fame. Also, April 25th is a big day. You can also submit yourself, your friend, or coworker, an employee, or someone that you know, for the quarterly Private Officer Awards. Every quarter, we announce the awards. There are 8 different types of awards that are issued. You may also self-submit your own, toot your own horn. Just send it to adminassist@privateofficer.com. And on April the 25th, we will be announcing both the Hall of Fame inductees and the quarterly award finalists. There's always so much going on here at Private Officer. It's just mind-boggling how much activity is going on. And we are pretty much up and around 24 hours a day. Anytime that you email us, someone will always generally get back with you within the hour because someone is always monitoring the email. That's why we always give out the email address because that's the best way to reach us. We have Blackberries, we have internet every which way, and that's the best way to reach us. So if you need us, you want to submit something, you want to contact us, you want to ask a question, feel free just to send us an email. I promise somebody will get back with you probably within the hour. Very briefly today in the news world, we're happy today to announce that we have no officer down reports, neither law enforcement or private officers. No one that we know of. There's been no press release, no police release, and no news items that have come across our desk in our offices in the last 3 or 4 days of any private security personnel killed in the line of duty, and no law enforcement officers in the last 72 hours killed in the line of duty, which we're very thankful for. It's unusual because it seems like every time we're on the radio, we are reporting an officer down, but thankfully today we can bypass that area of this radio program. We do have one security officer who has been shot to tell you about. That occurred in Ontario, California. Police say a security officer who was working at a check cash store where people come in and cash the checks was shot during a robbery. The security officer evidently got involved in this robbery and was in a scuffle with the suspect, and he was shot. He is listed in stable condition. He's expected to recover from his injuries, so that's a good thing. Police say that the suspect stole the security officer's gun from his holster, and he was shot with his own gun, unfortunately, but he will survive. The suspect is a Hispanic male, 25 to 30, 5'5", 150 pounds. And that's about all that they really know about him. They don't really know much else, but they are definitely looking for him. In Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, this is another beautiful resort community on the Atlantic coast in South Carolina. This is kind of a bizarre story. It's kind of weird. A 49-year-old male accessed the Myrtle Beach International Airport, somehow got across the barbed wire onto the airport airfield, and the county police say that the man was spotted by a maintenance person who in turn called airport police. When officers arrived to talk with him, he pulled a knife and stabbed himself to death on the tarmac. Police have not released his name. He stabbed himself numerous times. I'm not sure what all officers did to subdue the man prior to the stabbing incident. I'm not sure if they used taser or maybe they just tried to talk him down, but he did succumb to his injuries once he arrived at the hospital. Now, Myrtle Beach International Airport is not the largest. It's not LAX. It's not LaGuardia. It's not Kennedy. It's not Dulles. It's a small regional airport on the beach or near the beach. And so this is a very strange story that it would happen there. Over the weekend in Denver, Colorado, at a gun show being held at a merchandise mart in Denver, it seems that a patron was shot by one of the gun dealers. Security was there on the premises. They responded. It looks like an accidental shooting, but, you know, there are signs everywhere. If you've ever gone to a gun show, there's signs everywhere. Don't come in with a loaded weapon. If you're carrying a weapon, carry it in the open. Don't have it loaded. The dealers know better. The people selling the guns should have known how to handle the weapon safely. But unfortunately, the person was shot. It appears that he'll be okay. In Tacoma, Washington, an armored security officer was killed during a robbery. This happened about a year and a half ago. And on Friday, one of the suspects, Calvin Finley, 37, who pled guilty to the murder, was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. Four other suspects, Marshawn Turpin, 20, Tony Williams, 42, Otis Walker, 41, and Brittany Marie Baines, also charged with first-degree murder and robbery, have pled not guilty, and they will have independent trials coming up soon. Hopefully the justice system will be swift with them as well. In Covington, Georgia, not too far from the metro Atlanta area, just a little ride down the interstate, it seems a security officer has been arrested by another security officer. A woman who was a private security guard went into Kmart, and she was caught by a loss prevention agent shoplifting some towels. She had put them in her purse and left the store without paying for them. And when she was confronted by the loss prevention agent, she basically told him, "I'm just testing the security system. I've been hired to test the security system." Well, guess what? That story didn't fly very well when police arrived. She finally just broke down and admitted, "Yes, I was stealing the towels because I was afraid they'd be gone when I returned with the money." Yeah, right. The security guard stole $61.92 worth of items. She was arrested. Her name's not been released. I'm sure today she does not have a job. At least if she worked for me, she wouldn't. In New Cumberland, West Virginia, at the Mountain Air Casino, Racetrack, and Resort, the Sheriff's Department of Hancock County, Sheriff Mike White, is commending his staff and the security staff at the casino. It seems that there was an attempt by a suspect to use some fraudulent credit cards. He also had a fake identification, and he tried to get some money from the casino. Casino security officers responded very quickly. The suspect did flee, but security was able to dispatch the information along with a picture to the sheriff's department, and it didn't take too long for the deputies to come up with the suspect and arrest him on numerous felonies. And so we applaud the efforts of those security officers at the casino, at the Mountain Air Racetrack and Casino in West Virginia. Great job today. In Newton, Massachusetts, at the CVS store there, a security officer saw a person stealing some items. When he went to stop the person jumped into the vehicle and ran him down. Police did apprehend and arrest Adam Mazzeri, 19. He's been arrested and charged with numerous felonies. The total value of what he stole was $7.97. He stole a bag of potato chips, a bottle of Red Bull, which is an energy drink type thing, and a bottle of dragon fruit flavored vitamin water. All that, you know, fleeing and assaulting the security officer over less than $8. Now he faces serious robbery charges. You know, most people don't realize that when you shoplift and you use force, it's robbery in most states. And it doesn't matter if it's 5 cents or $5 million, the charge is the same. In Washington State, two men have been arrested after they were involved in an altercation at a local nightclub. They left, and as they were walking down the street, got into a brawl with two other security officers and injured those security officers quite bad. And the security officers were transported by ambulance to the hospital. Those two men have been arrested and will face trial soon. One great piece of news that came out yesterday here locally in the U.S. in Atlanta, Georgia, which is where a private officer is based out of, a police officer who works for MARTA, which is the Metropolitan Area Regional Transportation Authority, which is basically the train system, he won $1 million. Instant scratch-off game. Officer Michael Wyatt, 47, is breathing a little easier today. He's not too worried about his bills today, and he may quit the job. You know, there was a police officer a couple of years ago. I don't remember right now the department he worked for, but he won about $30 or $40 million in the lottery, and he kept his job for about 2 years until it just got to the point where, you know, the dangers of the job and so forth. Why risk it? I'm a family man. I'm married. I got kids, and I got $40 million. So I think I'll just hang up the badge and live the easy life. And so, Michael Wyatt, if you're listening, or if someone knows Michael Wyatt, he lives in the McDonald area of Atlanta, pat him on the back, and maybe you'll become a long-lost pal, a long-lost family member. You know, things like that happen. People come out of the woodwork just as soon as you get a little money. But congratulations to Officer Wyatt, and whatever you decide to do with that money, we wish you all the best in the world. Right now, if you'd like to call, you can call in if you'd like before we start our next segment of the show today. You can call us and you can talk about anything you want. Keep it clean. This is a family show. Area code 347-426-3807. Again, that number is area code 347-426-3807. And the lines are open now. You can call in just before we go to our next segment. If you are listening to the show on demand after we're all over with, while we're in bed asleep, sometime next week, tomorrow, or next month, and you have a question or you have a comment or you'd like to be part of the show, you can certainly email us at radio@privateofficer.com, and we will get back with you. If you are a security manager, a loss prevention agent, a trainer, an owner of a security agency, or someone else in the security law enforcement business, and you think you have a topic that you'd like to discuss on the program, please send me an email, as several of you have already, at radio@privateofficer.com. I will get back with you personally and discuss you being a guest on an upcoming program. Right now, if you'd like to call in and talk shop with us today, 347 is the area code, 426-3807. Area code 347-426-3807. In the next segment here, you know, this program really moves very quickly. We're three quarters of the way done already in the show, and we have a lot more to discuss. And so that just shows you all of the things happening here at the association. And we're very excited about this, and we want you to be excited about this. We want you to become partners in all of this. We want you to really put yourself in the middle here and get involved. It's not about money. It's about a little bit of time. It's about, you know, stepping up and just getting involved. There are many ways that you can become involved in our organization, in our association. Regardless of where you are in the world, we have members in numerous countries. We have members in most U.S. states. So if you are wanting to become involved in this industry, we certainly have room for you. Send us an email. You can send it to radio@privateofficer.com. That will be fine. And someone here, the appropriate person, will contact you back. Again, if you want to talk with us today, you can call us at area code 347-426-3807. We're going to move on to our next segment. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about how you can progress in this industry. Today is going to be a little bit of a sermon and a little bit of a seminar. So if you missed church today, sit back and relax. I'm going to preach at you a little bit. And if you need a little career counseling, you know, pull up a chair and have a listen, because I'm going to give you a little information for that too. But today, we're going to talk about security careers and how you can progress in this industry and how you can go from $7 or $8 an hour to making $100,000 a year. And it is possible. Many private security personnel are like retail workers, fast food workers, or general industry workers. They are there for the paycheck. They don't put a lot of effort into their work. They don't put a lot of effort into the job itself. They're only there for a short time until something better comes along. Many people working private security can be heard around not only the U.S., but around the country, talking down about the security industry, how bad it is, how bad it stinks, how bad the pay is. That's true. There are a lot of shortcomings in the contract guard world, and that's basically what we're talking about. People in the contract security part of the industry who see the negative aspect of security work. And not only those who are employed in that industry, but those from the outside, they look at contract security as the end-all, be-all of private security and think, man, that really stinks. That job stinks. The pay rots is terrible. Man, I wouldn't work that for nothing in the world. That's only a small fraction of what the private security industry is and what it has to offer. Any employee, no matter of what job you have, whether it be working fast food or retail store or security, coming in with little or no experience, coming in with little or no training, is going to start at the bottom of the rung, making minimal pay. But that certainly gets better with time, with experience, with training. If you ask the store manager of the fast food or of the retail store, they'll tell you that their pay is much better than it was 10, 15 years ago when they started. When I was in loss prevention many moons ago, I worked with a man who was with the company, I believe he said 18 years, before he became a general manager of the store, 18 years. He worked first as a stock boy. He shuffled around shopping carts. He stocked the shelves. He did everything in that store. He became a department supervisor, an area manager, an assistant manager, and finally, the GM of the store. Each step of the way, it was all about experience. It was all about learning that company, learning that store. And each step of the way, the pay got better. And so it is with the private security industry. If you are listening to me today and you are a security officer making $7 or $8 an hour, look at the bigger picture. There's a lot to offer in this business. Recently, I said on the radio program, one of my radio programs, and in my blog, that in the past 2 years, six police chiefs, including a well-recognized police chief who was both the police chief at the NYPD, New York City Police Department, and the LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department, Chief William Brayton. He left the police force after 18 years to become a director of a security agency. Five other police chiefs during the same time left to become involved in the private security industry. Do you really think that these police chiefs are going to leave their $150,000, $200,000 a year job to get into an industry that is going no place, that is paying nothing, that has no future to it? No, they're not. These are career professionals, degree professionals. These are business smart as well as industry smart and savvy people. They realize that more and more and more the world is turning to private security. Now, I want you to listen to these statistics. These recently was released. Security is one of the top eight fastest growing businesses in the U.S. In the top eight every time. And one of the top six fastest growing businesses worldwide. Forbes magazine recently listed private security as one of the businesses, one of the industries with future growth for the next 20 years. What does that tell you? That tells me that if I enjoy my work in private security, if I enjoy my work being in the security industry, I don't have to be at the bottom of the rung. I don't have to be a minimum wage employee. I can make some money doing what I love, just like many people in many different industries. 2.5 times more security in the U.S. as there are to police. 2.5 times. Some statements that I've read in the last year or so has said 3 times. I'm going to be conservative and say there are 2.5 times more security personnel in the U.S. and around the world, for that matter, more than there are police officers. That tells you this is a fast-growing industry. If you have some experience, if you have been around the business for a while, you can go places. You can get paid for what you know, for what you've experienced, for what you've certified in. And, you know, I'm going to show you how to do that. If you really want to stay in the private security industry business and you want to make more money, you have to learn to market yourself. Look around at McDonald's, Burger King, Walmart. Look around at all of your banks locally. Look around every place you go. It doesn't matter if it's the TV, if you're in a restaurant, if you're at the movies, if you're on a public bus, there is advertising everywhere of something. They're advertising. That's called branding. Branding is basically a way for people to recognize a particular name of a business or a company, a sign, a symbol, a slogan, something that's going to distinguish one product from the other. And you, as an individual, need to brand yourself. You have to set a course, a reachable goal of what you want to do, where you are today, and where you want to be 6 months from now. Be realistic. If you have no experience in the security industry, you cannot expect to be the director of security for your local hospital tomorrow or even next week. But it is possible to obtain that goal in a short amount of time, depending on how you go about it. You also need to decide if you're going to be the owner or the employee, the follower or the leader of the business. Me, I've never been a follower. I'd rather lead. I'd rather be the one writing the checks than the one receiving the check. I'd rather be the one in control of my destiny than the one who has someone controlling me. So you have to set that goal. You have to have that mindset. Are you going to be the follower or the leader? The owner or the employee. I'm going to touch on certain aspects of how to better yourself in this industry. But if you want more information today, I have a course for you. I have some information for you I've put together. Email me at radio@privateofficer.com, and I'll share that with you. There are basically three kinds of security personnel in this world today. One, those who just need a job, as I was speaking about earlier. They won't apply themselves completely. They're not motivated to do the job very well. They're part-time or full-time employees only looking for a paycheck. And that's okay sometimes. Sometimes they just need a paycheck until they get to a better job or get back into the industry that they know better. And that's okay. The second type is a career-challenged person. A career-challenged person basically is somebody who doesn't know what they want to be when they grow up. They might be 60 years old, but they still don't know what they want to be, but they're in this industry for the time being. Some are cop wannabes. They might be someone who's always wanted to be a cop but never could make it to the academy. They're career-challenged. And the third type, and I hope this is the type that you are, it's certainly the type that I am, is the professional career-minded individual who's looking to make the most in this industry and to get paid the most in this industry. And there's nothing bad about wanting to be paid for you know, what you're worth. And there's lots of ways to do that. If you are interested in staying in the security industry, you don't have to be a guard. You don't have to be a security officer. You don't have to work at an hourly rate someplace that you hate. There are lots of areas opening up for private security personnel. You can go into the consulting field. You can become a security specialist. You can become a certified trainer. You could be a loss prevention consultant, a security analyst. You could be a casino security director or a security consultant for casinos. You can concentrate in the residential security area. You can be an alarm security specialist. You can also work as an executive protection or bodyguard person, depending on where you live. That's not going to work every place. If you live in small town USA, you're probably not going to have too many executives needing protection. But if you live in New York City or LA, your chances are going to be much better. There's a lot of opportunity. You just need to direct your energy and focus it in the right place. There are also other areas that you can specialize in. This is kind of a new area. But I know somebody who was in the security industry for a while. He was also a police officer for a long time. He specializes in giving DOT, Department of Transportation, drug testing to boat operators. He goes out, and the law requires that they be tested before they get hired, as well as intermittently during their employment. He goes out, and he meets them as they come in off the boat, and he drug tests them. And that in itself is a business. He travels throughout the Gulf Coast area. He covers Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, the Panhandle area, and across the Gulf. And that's his job. He travels. He's near the water. He's on the beach. Hey, you can't beat that. He's getting paid big bucks to do what he loves. I don't know if he loves it or not, but he's getting paid big bucks to do this type of work. There's also something else that's very new, and this is the fingerprint background check investigative type work, where a lot of employers are asking that their employees be fingerprinted and background checks run. Something for you to think of. Before you go out and start your own security company, before you go out and spend any money in advertising and marketing and all that other research stuff, you need to develop and define yourself. Define your brand. Decide what it is you want to be when you grow up, and grow up today and do it. You need to have a clear goal, a clear path that you're going to go down. You can't go from one thing to the other. I know people who will try something for a week or a month. If it doesn't work right off the bat, if they don't get rich tomorrow, they're on to the next thing. The next big thing is not going to work until you put forth the effort. Nothing worthwhile having is going to happen overnight. I'm sure that Donald Trump and Millionaire Gates and other people who have money will tell you the long hours that it took for them to get to where they are today. I know somebody personally in Tennessee who is now a governor of Tennessee. That man started in the basement of his home outside of Nashville, Tennessee. He developed some healthcare industry product, and he became wealthy. It took a long time. He and his wife both worked on it. They gave up a lot of weekends, a lot of nights, a lot of holidays to work on their project, to get their business off the ground. Look at Amazon. Amazon, if you don't know the story about Amazon, he started in his garage. He started putting book orders together in his garage on his spare time at night and on the weekend into the wee hours of the morning. That's how he developed Amazon.com. And I can go on and on and on about how people have paid the price to be where they are today. And that's what you need to do. If you want to be in this business, it's no other. There's nothing else different about being Amazon or being your brand of security. A business is a business, and basically the road there is going to be the same. Develop and define yourself as a brand, and experience, training, and certifications are going to be part of that branding. Be positive. Have a positive attitude about your profession. Don't badmouth it. Don't talk it down. If you really care about this security industry business, be positive. There are 7 B's that you have to have. 7 B's are very quickly, let me tell you, be part of the solution, not the problem. You've heard that all the time throughout your whole life. Be an ambassador for security. Get involved with security organizations in your area. Get involved with Private Officer International. Become an ambassador. Be an example and lead by example. Dress in full uniform. Be well-groomed. Perform your duties as specified. Don't be lazy. Don't be bad-mouthing the industry. Be someone that really looks like they want to be where they are. Be knowledgeable of your profession. Training. Become certified. And get a college degree if you prefer. Be willing to learn daily. None of us, including myself, know everything about everything. I'm always learning every day. Be focus-driven. Regardless of what others do, don't worry about them. If you want this profession, be focus-driven and stay on the path. Be different. Be different than other people. Brand yourself, even in your job, even in your career today. Not even speaking about a business. Be different. Set yourself aside. You do that by your attitude, by your professionalism, by your training, by your skills, and by your mindset. Be groundbreaking. Be creative on the job. And you, my friend, will go places. I guarantee you. If you want to learn more about how to progress in the private security industry, you can do that by sending me an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com, and I personally will email you back. Well, I hope that you've learned something today about how this industry really is taking shape, much different than our grandfathers would have imagined back 100 years ago, 80 years ago, 50 years ago. There's an opportunity here in this business, in this industry, like never, ever before. Want more information? Send me an email, privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. Want to meet up with us on the internet? Want to become part of our forums? Go to privateofficer.bing.com. Want to join the association? Go to privateofficer.com. You know, our show is up for today again, but we'll be back on the air Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Sundays and Wednesdays, every week, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I hope that you have a safe week. I hope that you have a good week. Be careful, be safe, be blessed. If you need anything from me, email me at radio@privateofficer.com. I will get back with you personally. Until I see you the next time on the radio, take care. God bless.